It all started yesterday when I went to buy Patty a birthday present. I'd been saving up my money for weeks. I didn't know what to get Patty, but I was sure I'd know it when I saw it.
Wow! An official multi-ultra maxi pro tournament beatball!
6.5, 4, 5, 6. I can afford it! Perfect!
Dog! Hey, dog! You gotta check out this new 3D video game, man!
I had some spare change, so I thought, why not? What could it hurt to play just one game? That's me. Hey. Wow, did you see that? I almost got him.
I bet you're the high score. Let's see if you made the list.
Nope, not even close.
Go for it, Doug. Maybe you'll make the list.
You think so? My initials?
It means video immortality. Everybody, he's going for it! He's going for the high score! Well, you did it, Doug! You made the list!
Congratulations!
Way to go, champ! What do you say we celebrate with a victory shake at the Honkaburger, huh? My treat!
Great! But first, I gotta buy Patty's birthday present. Excuse me.
Boys?
I'd like to buy an official multi-ultra maxi-pro tournament beatball, please.
Wow, the best one. Can you afford it?
Here you go.
Uh-oh. What's the matter, Doug?
Oh, no. I spent all my money.
Ooh, I hate it when that happens.
Oh, man. Oh, brother. You don't have any money I could borrow, do you, Porkchop? No, I can't take your money. I got myself into this, and I'm gonna get myself out.
Whoa! Hello there, Douglas!
Hey, Mr. Dink. Hey, Mrs. Dink.
Why the long face, Doug?
Well, I spent all the money I saved to buy Patty a birthday present. Now I can't buy her anything.
Oh, I've got it. Next time, don't let it happen again. Because, you know, Douglas,
I'll handle this, dear. Doug, why don't you make a present for Patty? You could use Bud's tools and build something. Isn't that right here?
Wife Tippy, that's a superb idea.
But I can't make anything.
No problemo. Come on, Douglas. Why, I remember once I almost made something, but at the last minute I bought it instead. Think about it, Douglas. You'll need tools, of course. Ta-da!
Wow!
Impressive, isn't it, Douglas? This is all top-of-the-line stuff. Very expensive. I've got how-to books, too. Plenty of ideas in here, Douglas. And I've got some wood around here. Someplace. Whoa!
Oh, I found it.
Hey, how about a glider? Happy birthday, Patty. I made it myself.
Oh, Doug.
Come on. Contact.
Wow.
That's pork chop. Cool, huh? I told ya.
Doug, this is the best present anyone ever gave me.
Oh, it's just a little something I whipped up.
You're so wonderful. Can you teach me to fly this thing?
Why, sure. Hang on.
Whoa! Oh, Doug!
Okay, Mr. Dink. Let's go for it. Maybe not a glider, but I'm gonna make something.
Watch this, Douglas. Oops. Whoa, look out, Douglas. A real
rotary saw.
Rotary saw.
Claw hammer.
Claw hammer.
Jelly donut.
Jelly donut.
Guy's gotta eat.
Oh.
Mr. Dink? Mr. Dink?
Relax, little one. I've crossed enemy lines to bring you food from our homeland.
Judy, you just had to cross the driveway.
Shh. The enemy is approaching, and time is of the essence. Good luck.
Well, here it is.
You made her a sheet? Cool!
It's under the sheet, Skeeter.
So the sheet's not part of it?
No. Ta-da!
Wow! You're giving Patty your dog? What a guy!
No.
Ooh. This. What is it?
What is it? Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah. Neat. Can you play it?
Well, you don't play it. It's a towel rack.
I knew that. I knew this was a towel rack. You made Patty a towel rack?
Thanks, Mr. Dink. My present looks weird.
Yeah, you're right. You're lucky, man.
Hey, I'm here. What's this monstrosity?
That's from Doug.
What did you buy, funny?
Well,
he didn't buy it. He made it.
Made it? Hey, guys, get a load of this. Funny made his present. What did you make? A giant L for loser?
Hey, Patty, everybody's here. Why don't you open your presents?
All right! Okay. Chalky. It's an official Multi-Ultra Maxi Pro Tournament V-Ball. Thank you, Chalky.
She's gonna hate my present, Skeeter. I've gotta get it back before she opens it. It's my only hope.
This is from Skeeter. Oh, it's a multicolored glow-in-the-dark V-Ball. Thank you, Skeeter. And this is from Baby. A formal V-Ball. Thanks, Phoebe.
huh?
Why, thank you, Doug.
Don't mention it.
Wow, this is great.
Huh?
With all these new beatballs, a beatball caddy is just what I need.
Beatball caddy?
Well, actually, it's a... It is a beatball caddy.
Cool!
Great idea, Doug. Thank
you. Beatball caddy? It looks like a towel rack to me.
It shows how much you know, Roger.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make a big deal in there, but I like your gift best of all.
Really?
Sure. I know you must have put a lot of work into it, Doug. Would you mind putting your initials on it for me?
Sure. D.F. Well, my homemade towel rack, I mean my beatball caddy, didn't crash and burn after all. Patty really seemed to like it. As for the bag the nematode game, I think I'll leave that for a PC.
Pork chop. You're supposed to bag the nematode, not cream it.
Hey, Skeeter. What do you say we go grab a quick shake down at the Honker Burger?
Great idea, Doug. I'm starved. You know, lunch doesn't seem to last in my stomach as long as it used to.
Here, Valentine. Come on, boy. Come on.
Sorry, Doug. I forgot I've got other plans.
Plans? Well, what plans?
Actually, I'm kind of going over to Roger's house. Sorry, pal.
Peter? Going to Roger's house? Hey, Chalky. Hey, BB.
Hey, Doug. Doug.
Want to come over and hear my new Beats tape?
Sure, Doug.
No, thanks, Doug. We're busy.
Oh. Maybe some other time. See ya.
See ya. Hey, guys.
Oh, no. Not Patty, too.
Hasta la bye-bye, funny.
Well, what's going on? Why is everyone going to Roger's house except me? That's me. Hey, Pork Chop, did I do something to make everyone hate me? Is it my breath? Well, what do I do? All my friends have abandoned me. Except you, Pork Chop. I bet Quail Man would know what to do if he lost his friends.
The Adventures of Quail Man, the world's most quail-like superhero, and Quail Dog, his faithful quail-like friend. The story begins with Quail Man and Quail Dog facing their latest fearsome challenge.
Stand back, Quail Dog. I'll handle this. And now, let's conquer the donut hole.
Bonjour, fellow Link lads.
Why, hello, Citizen Dink.
Care to see my latest creation, Quail Man?
Sure, Mr. Dink. What is it? A remote-controlled golf hole sensor?
Nope. It's the old exploding golf ball! Oh, brother, what a loser!
That's funny. I've never known Mr. Dink to play practical jokes. Enough of the golf game. Time for a nutritious snack, right, Quail Dog?
Zombie chips, please.
Ah, my good friend Patty Mayonnaise. Quail Dog and I would like two refreshing beet shakes, please.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd like a new pair of rollerblades, but you don't see me going around whining about it. Oh, brother, what a loser. Besides, we don't serve beets here. Have some zombie chips.
Say there, Mosquito. care to drop by the Thicket of Solitude for a rousing game of quail chess?
I'd rather kiss a moving train than spend an afternoon with you, frail man. Oh, brother, what a loser.
All my friends are acting incredibly strange. Almost like my archenemy, Dr. Klotzenstein. It must add up.
We'll be back with more of Wheel of Snacks after these important messages.
Hi, gang. I'm Dr. Klotzenstein, host of Wheel of Snacks.
And you know, whenever I need a real hunger fix, I reach for a big old bag of zombie chips.
Dr. Klotzenstein, what the...
Buy zombie chips. Go buy zombie chips with the secret zombie formula that will turn you into my zombie slave.
Don't look, Quail Dog. He's hypnotizing you. Quail Dog, stop. I must use the grace and speed of the quail. Remember, kids, the quail call is not a toy. Come, Quail Dog. We must use our quail-like powers to stop Klotzenstein from making zombies of any more of our friends.
Having put the pieces together, Quail Man and Quail Dog quickly fly off to do battle with the loathsome Dr. Klotzenstein.
Round and round he goes.
Gracie Puffs! I want the Gracie Puffs! Come on, Gracie Puffs!
That's right, folks. Gracie Puffs, another fine junk food snack from Klotz Foods, makers of zombie chips.
Mr. Bonehead.
Too bad for you, Dr. Klotzenstein.
Quail Man, what the...
That's right, Klotzenstein. I'm here to put a stop to your evil plan.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Say, Quail Man, ever been on TV before?
TV? Me? No way.
So, all set to play our little game? Then let's play...
Food will you be playing for, Quail Man?
How about the spicy pork rollovers?
Excellent choice! Spin! Too bad, Quail Man. As a contestant, you really are a loser!
I can't believe I fell for the old glamour of being a television Star Trek.
And with Quail Man out of the way, folks, I can turn all of you into my zombie slaves.
Must use quail powers to stop this thing.
Quail Dog, your quail tail, it's our only chance.
Contestants will receive an all-expenses-paid trip to Klotzland.
Nicely done, Quail Dog. Now, it's time to beat Klotzenstein at his own game. Quick, fly away!
Yes, Klotzland! It's a theme park where you'll work as my zombie slaves for the rest of your lives!
That's what you think. Huh? Your little game is over, Klotzenstein. That's right, Klotzenstein. Beets. The one food with enough bountiful, nutritious goodness to counteract the junk food additives in your zombie chips. Here, everyone, eat a beet and be free. That's right, friends. Beets. They're nature's candy, don't you know? And they're my favorite food.
Gosh, Quail Man, what happened? I'm dizzy and I have beets on my breath.
Well, Mosquito, let's just say this concludes the broadcasting day for Dr. Klotzenstein.
Hey, everybody! Let's hear it for the one, the only Quail Man in Quail Day!
Now, now. It's great to have you back, Ms. Mayonnaise, Mr. Valentine. Yay!
And so, Quail Man and Quail Dog defeated Dr. Klotzenstein and won their friends back.
Thanks to the powers of grace, speed, intelligence, and the quail tail. The end. Say, Quail Man didn't just mope around while Klotzenstein took over. No way. He took action. Come on, Pork Chop. It's me, Doug.
What do you want, Funny?
Listen, Roger. I want to know what's going on around here. How come you invited all my friends over here and not me?
Well, Funny Face, why don't you come in here and we'll talk about it. Mano e mano.
Really? Okay, Roger. Say, Roger, it's kind of dark in here.
Afraid of the dark, huh, Funny? Oh, here, let me turn on a light.
Surprise! Huh? What's going on? Doug's first year anniversary?
Don't you remember? It's been exactly 1 year since you moved to Bluffington.
It's been a great year, hasn't it, Doug?
You guys did all this for me? Even you, Roger?
Yeah, well, hey, it doesn't mean we're getting married or anything. Hey, Funny, is that mustard on your shirt?
Huh? Well, I guess it just goes to show you, you have to have faith in your friends, because true friends will never let you down.
Hey, Doug, want some greasy puffs?
No, thanks.